Welcome to the Perfectly Sane Show, episode 341. I am Chris, not joined by Tony. He is doing something, I believe, in Florida.
He's working for Paradox.
Yes.
Secret mission.
Secret mission, the Paradox Nintendo Switch reveal title.
Right.
We'll hear about it all next week. Jeff is here, though.
I made it, yes.
And Pete is here.
Oh, I'm ready.
We are recording a little bit later than normal because we all just finished watching the Nintendo Switch reveal.
Live from Tokyo.
I guess it's not the reveal. I guess it's like the info dump, right?
The Nintendo Switch reveal. Presentation.
Yeah. It was a presentation, all right.
What a shit show.
Did you guys know it was coming from Tokyo at first?
Yes, that's why it was at 11 p.m.
Yeah, I figured because, they're in Seattle, then that's why it's so late, because it's earlier there.
That still would make
sense.
Yeah,
and I guess Reggie's in New York, evidently.
Yeah, because they're doing the treehouse thing tomorrow.
Yeah. All right. So we'll get this right out of the way. The Nintendo Switch is releasing on March 3rd for $300.
Yes. Only one SKU?
Yeah, well, two. But it's the same thing.
It's not like more storage. Funny thing is, storage is the one thing they didn't mention that comes in the box at the very end.
Yeah.
That might be the one important thing that they didn't mention. Because in the box will be the console, the controllers, the wrist straps, the dock, the HDMI cable, and the AC adapter. The only difference between the two SKUs are the color of the two Joy-Con controllers. But no, it comes with a 120 gig SD card or whatever they're doing for storage.
So what in the box? It's the system itself, which is the tablet. The left and right sticks, the wrist strap, the Joy-Con grip, the dock, an HDMI cable, an AC adapter, and then there's a box with a red or blue Joy-Con or just the plain gray, which I think actually looks way nicer.
Plain gray does, yeah. The red and blue makes it look like a Fisher-Price toy, like tablet that you buy your kid who wants to play on your iPad, and you get like a leapfrog for them to touch.
So they kind of just snuck this in, and I guess they didn't really talk on it too much, but they're launching I don't know exactly what it's called because we were wrapping up Movie Dudes when they were trying to talk about this, but
they didn't give it a name.
It's like a Nintendo Network. It'll be free for the first few months, and then once fall hits, there will be some sort of fee attached to that. So,
give me free virtual console games with that.
A lot of people made that assumption as well, but there'll be the really shitty virtual console titles, and you'll still have to pay for the big ones that everybody actually wants.
Also, by the way, no mention of virtual console. I thought they would announce GameCube titles and shit like that.
But that's already been said.
Yeah, it's been said. I mean, I think because they needed that, there was more important information for them to get out. I think when they do
it's like different colors. Well, different color SKUs.
Oh, yeah. So they spent a half hour on bullshit.
They spent more than a half hour.
But I was kind of with them at the beginning there. At the beginning, I was like, all right, that's cool. He's showing. I was interested in the things that they were showing about the controller. Right. Where he's like, oh, you see where it snaps into the thing? Well, if you turn on its side, those are shoulder buttons. I was like, all right, that's interesting. I didn't know that. Whatever. But then it got I don't know, really fucking weird for a couple minutes. But some of these games they showed was 1-2. What the fuck was that one? 1-2.
1-2 Switch.
Yeah.
That's their Wii Sports, their minigame collection.
No, but they had two games like that in a row where it looked like they were just going super gimmicky, going back to the Wii.
No lessons
learned.
Oh my there was
10 minutes of motion control previews.
Not even that. The fucking ice cube thing as well with the water. I didn't understand the metaphor of that at all. I don't know.
Well, because they were showing off HD Rumble.
Nintendo can go fuck themselves. My God.
At
that point, I don't know if you saw. I tweeted, "Are we really starting off 2017 yes, with the death of Nintendo?"
Yeah, like
because like they're going back to like they didn't learn anything.
You thought like, that they had, and you know what? They fucking Trojan horsed everybody with this console, and they were like, "Bitch, you didn't think we could do motion controllers with these Joy-Cons." You thought?
I mean, it's fine to have that shit in there, but like to have that so heavily featured in your presentation is just like weird. Like,
I hope you're ready to swing your Joy-Cons to swing your sword in Breath of the Wild, Jeff.
No, that can totally be played.
Well, because that's because it's native Wii U and the Wii U doesn't have the
motion
stuff. Yeah, man.
So they also said that the battery life, depending upon what you're doing with it, 2.5 to 6 hours.
So you can guarantee that Zelda's easily going to be that 2.5.
Yeah.
I bet anything that you play is 2.5.
Yeah, like, I don't know what that 6 hours is. Like...
Maybe like
me up or something,
or maybe like if you're doing like virtual console games, anything that doesn't require like the graphics processor, probably.
So you know the CEO Kaz Hirai,
his like the parody account. Yeah,
he just tweeted 1-2 Switch is both the name of a Nintendo Switch launch game and the sound of someone counting the whole launch lineup.
Yeah, that's a really it's good one. Not. Not wrong. We will get to that in a moment here, though.
Oh, yeah.
There's a capture button on the controller.
Sounds like it'll launch cool. With just pictures and then video capture.
Yeah, it's
later. Yeah.
Screenshots to start and then video later on down the line. Which and sure. Jeff shortly after this sent me a bunch of red lights going off. But like I heard this and I was like, this sounds like this thing isn't done because like. The Nintendo Network is going to be free until the fall, which kind of strikes me as like, hey, we're going to beta this shit on you.
Yeah.
And then once we get it going, we're going to charge you for it.
Well, that's not the only thing that isn't finished, but...
Yeah. And then they're going to share the joy.
Oh, they're going to share that joy. Now, I'll be honest, I liked the dude who they had presenting most of the stuff because he had sort of...
He had sort of this, like...
Like Japanese Yakuza, like luxury man, look about him the whole time, and
it
I was
seemed like he was like a magician.
I
or
feel
something.
Like he was like, trying to seduce me the entire time.
Exactly.
But, like that's not what I expected from a Nintendo presentation. So I was like, I was really caught off guard by that. I mean, the whole like, look, this is probably the silliest presentation they've had since they all dressed up as Muppets.
Yeah.
And stuff, yeah.
Oof. How about the Splatoon 2 guy? Like,
oh, my God.
Posing like in a 2, I think, he was trying to do?
I don't know if he was doing a 2. I thought he was dabbing for just not doing it correctly. I was like, is this how Japan dabs? I don't know. I think it's dumb no matter where you do it, but...
Okay, so before we go into the launch lineup here, not launch lineup, just the lineup of games they've kind of shown off.
Right there, yes.
There is Nintendo now has their Switch site live with pricing. The Nintendo Switch Pro controller is $69.99.
$70. Holy fuck!
Yeah. The Joy-Con controllers, a set, one left, one right, is $79.99.
$80.
A Joy-Con left or right individually is $49.99.
$50.
Damn. One of the controllers for one controller, one side. $50. The charging grip, the grip, the Joy-Con grip is $30. You can buy a backup Nintendo Switch dock set for $90.
I mean, that makes a little more sense.
Yeah.
Actually, it seems reasonably priced considering it's a major part of the system.
And
I mean, if anything, I'd probably just buy a Pro controller for someone else to play with. You know what I mean? Like,
right.
On that, yeah. I don't know.
Yeah. And then making its return from the Wii days.
Oh, fuck.
They have a Joy-Con wheel. Will come in a set of two.
Oh, God.
For $14.99.
See, that's like a bad sign, dude. Like, they don't
You were going to say a Zapper Kit was coming back.
Maybe that's enough. You can get two wheels in a pack for $14.99. These peripheral prices seem fucking nuts.
Those are insane.
But it's also where they're going to make most of their money on the hardware, so.
But, like,
But, yeah.
Okay, so, like, that basically ratchet, like, if you want to play anything, like, all of the games that they talked about, like, the big, like, a lot of the bigger ones are multiplayer games. And so, if, especially the two ones that, like, they're 1-2 Switch and ARMS.
Mm-hmm.
And now, it seems like those are designed to be played with a single Joy-Con. But if you want to play Mario Party or Splatoon with somebody, that's another $80.
Yeah, Splatoon would probably be really hard to play with just one, I would assume. So,
like,
yeah. Although they did show, and I mean, they didn't show it here, but they showed them playing NBA 2K in that reveal trailer with just one. So maybe there's simplified controls for, like, split screen. Regardless, like, even $50 for an extra one is fucking nuts. So
yeah.
All right, let's jump into.
Okay, so Chris Kohler is saying that subscribers to Switch Online will get a monthly free download of an NES or SNES game, and the SNES games will have online play. There's no link or source, and a lot of people are like, "Oh, here it is. Planned for 2017." Online lobby and voice chat, monthly game downloads, exclusive deals for subscribers. So this sounds like, I wonder if they have, like, two packages?
But I don't know. Did they say online
version of this app will be downloaded in summer 2017.
What was that, Jeff?
Did you say online play for Super Nintendo games?
Yes.
Wow.
That's what it says here, too.
So they're actually going to be doing work to those.
Yeah, like, it's a Super NES game, in parentheses, with newly added online play.
Fucking Mario Kart, dude. That'd be awesome.
Right.
Punch Out, maybe, if they do. That's interesting.
Yeah, that could be really cool.
Mario games, don't a lot of those have co-op?
Not the early ones, I don't think.
I can't remember.
But they're definitely games that, like, would be cool to play with another person.
That seems like something that would have been very important to mention during the presentation. But Nintendo does that shit. They leave a lot of, like, the stuff people actually care about out for some reason. Like, I know it seems like minutia, but hey, announcing a free SNES download per month with online play, like, that's a big deal.
Right. Like, that to me sounds like something I would want to hear about.
Right.
Possibly more important than the different colors.
Well, and I would say that they wanted to focus on new things, but then they announced they had to at least get one last-gen game in their presentation. So
they showed off 1-2 Switch.
Right. Oh, real quick. So are we going to get into games?
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah,
so right, the other couple things that I think are important, it has a touch screen.
Right.
It charges with USB-C. These things are not super important. It has Wi-Fi. Up to eight individual systems can be linked up for multiplayer.
That's pretty cool. So you can basically have a huge LAN party.
Yeah, right. But, like, you know, imagine eight players of Mario Party. Everybody's got their consoles and stuff.
Right.
But they have to be undocked. Like, I don't think they can link to the television system. So
okay. Well, that makes sense.
But you can charge it while it's out of the system, like a USB-C cable.
Which it needed to do.
The Joy-Con controller, the right one, has the IRC stuff to read amiibos.
Yes.
There are gyro sensors. We talked about motion controllers. And then they said that Nintendo titles will be region-free.
Okay.
The guy spoke really quickly, but he was like, we reevaluated our stance on Nintendo software. Because we used to have it region locked, but Nintendo games will no longer be region locked. It sounds like they're still allowing other publishers to do that if they want.
That's probably like, do what you want.
Yeah. So.
So that's good. Especially since, like, there are games that I don't think it happened with the Wii U, but nothing came out on the Wii U, and by nothing I mean. You know, there were things, but not a whole lot. But there was that one game that released on the Wii that I don't know if it ever made it here in the U.S. Part of a Project Rainfall. So Xenoblade was one of them, and then
right.
The Last Story was another one. They both got brought over, but I thought there was a third one.
They were trying to get Majora's Mask, right? Wasn't that Project Moonfall or something like that?
No.
It was Pandora something.
Pandora's Tower?
Yeah, I think Pandora's Tower sounds right.
And those might have released in Europe too, and they were just like, "Nah, we're not going to bring them."
Right. So they were already like, and The Last Story took forever too because like those games had already been translated. Like
exactly, and now they were Wii games too, right? Like it's weird that they had, but by then they had the ability to put them on the shop and just let people download them. Like they didn't need to sell in store physical copies; you could just put them on the eShop.
Yeah. So. Pandora's Tower did eventually come out here in North America, but it was by Xseed who's, you know, they published some small things, but Nintendo published it in Japan and Europe. And then they were like, ah, fuck you guys. Like, so like a game like that, where it gets released in Europe or likewise, there are games that get released here and don't get released in Europe or so, you know, that'll be good for everybody. That's a good thing. It was Operation Rainfall, was what that thing was called.
Yeah.
All right, so 1-2 Switch was shown. Yep. I'm not sure what the hell to think about that.
I think it should have been a packing game at best. And like honestly, with them to start off with that, I was like, whoa. Has there been zero lessons learned over the last decade or so? Like, are we just going back to like, well, Wii was a hit in 2006. Let's try that again. Like, I was like, what the fuck is this? But if it was a Pac-Man game, I would gladly play it, and maybe it's fun, but, like, there's no way you're charging me $60 for that
game. Yeah, it doesn't sound like it's a Pac-Man game. It sounds like it's...
No, it's a standalone thing. Yeah.
And never going to buy that.
Yep,
me neither. Nope, yeah. Looks dumb.
Fozzie was tweeting that it might be, like, a fun party game, but he's insane if he paid $60 for that game.
Yeah, it might be if it's free. It comes with it. Cool. All right, thanks for giving me like that. Like, it'll be fun to play with people, but...
Yeah.
Probably not.
Once...
And not I'm not paying money for it.
Yeah, that's what I found with a lot of like Wii games. Like aside from like Wii Sports and bowling, like most Wii games, people like found fun to play like once. They like to try it once, and they never wanted to play it again. And like I like to play games, but like you know they never wanted to like they were like they just put the bowling thing on.
Yeah. Exactly. Yep.
So yeah, that was a weird thing because it's not even like really like you don't look at your TV; you're looking at the other person. So I don't.
And it was just a weird thing to start. It's like, all right, like remember that like trailer they showed like a month or so ago or whatever? Like,
yeah,
it seemed like they understood what they're like had to do, and then you come into this and you start with that.
Gave them too much credit, Jeff.
Yeah, you start with that, and you're like, whoa, what is this? Like motion control bullshit? Like, what are you doing here? It was a rough start to a rough show overall.
It only gets worse from there, Jeff.
Hey, there's a few diamonds in that rough. That's for sure. I'll tell you that.
Two.
Yes, exactly. Two.
Three.
But yeah, I would say three, too. I don't know what your third one is, but there's a third one for me for sure.
Well, I can guess what your three are. I mean, there's three very obvious ones.
All right.
We'll see. We'll get to it. So ARMS.
Yeah.
I don't know what the hell that was.
Fucking dumb.
It's a motion control. It's boxing. It's like Rock'em Sock'em Robots, but your arms have springs.
Or ribbons, because the girl was Ribbon Girl. Like,
and
he called her out. Like, I guess he called her Ribbon Girl.
Well, that was her name on the title thing, as well as like her character.
And but like if you actually look at them, like he had like some sort of like weird like slinky thing.
Yeah.
And her arms were actually made of ribbons. Like, which is a cool design, but that game, oh my god.
Yeah. Yup.
It looked like that should be like some sort of pack-in thing that you just get to try out, like a demo.
Also not a launch title.
What the fuck?
Spring release window.
Oh really?
Yep. So we're going to talk about maybe 10 games here. Two of them are announced to launch with the system.
Maybe.
So this just kind of came across.
Yeah.
32 gigabytes of internal memory.
Motherfuckers.
But but it uses micro SDXC cards, so...
I mean, that's what I had to do with the Wii, is pop one out.
Right, so basically get, like, a high-capacity SD card, and you'll probably be fine.
And those are like relatively cheap.
Yeah, it's not
the only cheap peripheral that's being sold currently.
Well, because like you don't need to buy a Nintendo version of it either. So
right.
Yeah.
At the very least, they learned that from Sony.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that's the worst thing about the Vita.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, so ARMS, we're not sure what the hell that was. That comes in the spring.
Yes, it does.
Those are two big no's, though, to start off that conference.
Yeah.
Two big, like, then, oh no.
Then they announced Splatoon 2, which, Jeff, I'm sure you're hyped for.
I love the, that was like a new song they were playing with it, so I knew it was a new game, and I was like, oh, shit.
It looks exactly the same as the other game, but it just looks like, hey, new weapons, new arenas, new modes, and stuff.
Yeah, only thing is, I don't remember them saying anything about like the campaign, because like I did like the campaign in the first one. It just needed to be like more fleshed out.
I'm sure they'll have one, but I think the multiplayer and like the DLC that came with that was the bread and butter of what kept that game in the news cycle and in people's minds and stuff. So that sounds like something might try to talk about tomorrow during the Treehouse stuff. But I could also just see them doing multiplayer matches tomorrow and talking about it at like E3 or something, maybe.
I just hope there still is a single player, and I hope it's good. I hope it's like a surprise, and it's, you know. But we'll see.
But I mean, it looks colorful, like the first one.
Yeah.
Yes, looks awesome.
All right, and
summer
and then,
release date for that one.
Yes, summer release date for that one, and then they. They announced the game that's going to get me to buy one of these.
Oh my
it's not
God.
Coming till holiday.
So this was super scarring and in some ways, and like super like, oh, all right, cool, and a lot of others.
Super Mario Odyssey is coming holiday. That game looks fucking awesome.
All right, like, dude.
Give it to me straight,
oh
Jeff.
Oh my God. I think my heart just burst out of my chest watching that trailer. I was just like, wow, 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 wow. And like it was like Mario mixed with like Sonic, which like...
What?
But we're going back to like, yeah, dude. It looked like,
no, I know that's what it looked like, but that wasn't something for me to get excited with. What's up, Faust?
You don't think it would be cool, though? Like Mario going around like a fucking city?
No,
like,
you know what that reminds me of? That reminds me of 2006 Sonic.
Yeah.
Where he made out with a human woman.
Yeah. Best song.
But okay. It's made by Nintendo.
But what's that doesn't mean?
It's going
to
be good.
But it's Sonic Adventure-ish too, right? Like
right.
I think that's more like what Jeff is touching on.
No, I like the first Sonic Adventure. Like the original, like Dreamcast one is awesome. But this was just, and then they had like a weird, like the aesthetic is not.
It was like Mario in the real world at like points, like.
But then he's in like a jungle and in like space and in the mountains. And then it goes from like real world to here's the art style you expect from Mario.
Well, it's a whole bunch of different styles. Like it's all over.
There's like one really weird looking fantasy type world like where it looked like, I don't even know how to describe it, but like I was like, holy shit. It's like something I've never seen in a Mario game. Like it kept doing that over and over and over. But like the whole time I'm watching it, I'm like, it looks like Mario 64. He just looks like regular Mario running around a big ass 3D world. And I was like,
a world he doesn't belong in.
Well, parts of it was very familiar.
I wonder if that open world, that city is like an open world hub. Like it looked like he could run around a lot of other areas than just like the if that's the place where you go to other levels from.
I mean,
I'm telling you right now.
I saw him jump roping with two human women, okay?
Like, he did do that. What are you going to tell us, Chef?
If that game comes out this year and it's anywhere near as good as it looks, I am not letting go of its game of the year status. I will fight to the end. All right,
Jeff, how about you play it first? Let's.
I know. They have not fucked up 3D Mario once for me. Even Mario Sunshine, I think, is.
Is new Halo come out this year?
No, Halo. Halo 2 is a new Halo game this year.
Halo Wars 2.
Oh, good, good. Okay, perfect. So we got our game of the year already.
I don't know. I might be with Jeff on this one. So
Hitman Season 2?
Dude, that game looked like mind-blowing.
Jeff, how will you tear yourself away from Red Dead in order to play Mario, though?
Oh.
It'll be all that when Mario comes out. I am playing Mario from start to finish. I'm gonna savor that shit too.
And then you'll still have Red Dead to go back.
Try to take my time. Yes.
But yeah, that's a holiday 2017, and they were like, "Yeah, here's a trailer. We're not gonna talk about it anymore. Have fun."
Yeah.
Also,
his hat has eyes, by the way.
That also, but I like that you could throw the hat and then jump on the hat
platform. That was cool.
Yeah, that was awesome.
Oh my god. Fozzie, are you with us on this Mario game?
Yeah, all right,
it's amazing, right?
Real quick, my quick thoughts here. I haven't beaten Mario since Mario 64, so I'm kind of happy to going back to that open world fun that Mario 64 kind of had in it.
Right.
So, I'm optimistic. I'm thinking that, you know, with the Wii U, I bought it a couple months after it came out because I found it and it was super rare. I was like, I got to get it, and I regretted it. But the Switch, I'm going to wait, I think, till the holidays this year. I feel like there's going to be either a package. Like, is Mario supposed to come out holiday?
Yeah.
That's what they probably said, like holiday 2017. But, but their track record with Zelda says it gets pushed until summer next year.
Well, I'm hoping that they do a holiday and they do a holiday package. $2.99 for everything plus Mario included. That's... To me, that's a winner, right?
I bet you in E3 they announce a golden Zelda thing as well.
Something like that. So that's what it would sell for me.
I would do the same exact thing. Like, I'm with you 100%. The only reason like I want to go the other way is because it comes out on my birthday, like the console.
Okay.
So I'm like, that would be a great like birthday present to myself.
I mean,
otherwise I would totally wait till the fucking fall.
Have we already given our quick thoughts on it? Or are we still
kind of going through the games?
Yeah, pretty much.
But if you want, but yeah, I mean, we're going through the games.
We're all over the place. But.
Okay. Well, I was just going to say, like, just for as far as I am more excited about the Switch coming out of that than I was going in. And it's only because I feel like the past three consoles for Nintendo have tweaked it to be this console itself, where it's. I can see myself, like, a lot of times I'm kind of waiting for, like, a meeting to start, so maybe I'll wait in my car, play a little of this, like, for, like, 30 minutes or something. And the thing is, like, I always want, like, something handheld that actually has, like, controllers on it but isn't a handheld console, you know? I mean, this is big enough where, you know, I can play a game and actually see what I'm doing and it might feel better. But again, will it feel good? Like, these controllers look tiny. They look... uncomfortable. There are, and that's the thing is that for the Wii U, I got just as excited when I watched someone play like Nintendo Land, and I saw them play with their friends. And so, I mean, is it going to die down for me? Is it going to be another regrettable purchase? And I think the only difference is that the new Zelda and the new Mario are they enough? Are they a $250 game console seller? No, separately, but together they might be worth
$300, not $200.
Yeah,
$250.
Yeah, $300.
If it was $250, it actually might be worth it for a while.
Those two games are enough. Honestly, to me, they're enough.
And that's the thing is that like Zelda, I don't know. It kind of just has that it factor. I don't know what it is. Like the animation, just like. The raw motion, like, it just looks like a beautifully crafted game, and I don't want to miss out on that, whatever that means. If that means I'm going to wait a couple years, it you know, I'm not in a rush, though. Like I didn't come out of it saying, like, I'm going to look for a pre-order, I'm going to get it day one, because it doesn't excite me in that way. But it's intriguing enough where... Yeah, I mean, the Wii U didn't even have a fucking Mario game in it. Like, how sad is that? They went a whole fucking generation.
No one had a Mario game.
What was it?
Super Mario 3D World.
Oh, well...
That was a full brand new...
It's not okay. But, me and Chris will fight you on this. It's a real Mario game. I hate people that say that.
It doesn't feel like...
It's a great Mario
game. It doesn't feel like...
I get what you're saying, but...
It felt like Super Mario 3D Land, which I already put on 3DS. This feels like a full-fledged Mario game.
Well, that's what's so enticing about, like that trailer, like, Oh my god,
so it looks fun. Like I love the little interactions that you have with the characters. Like it just seems like a fun game where, you know, me and my girlfriend, like, she can watch it, and there's so much animation and liveliness that that could be a fun game to play. But, like, 3D Land was like, oh, we have fucking cats. Here you go. Fucking enjoy.
What? Like, okay. I hear what you're saying, because watching this trailer that I saw tonight, like, it was, like, the first time I saw Mario 64. Like, that's how, like, excited it got me seeing it. I was like, wow.
Well, that's how I felt with Zelda, because I've never beaten Zelda, okay?
Oh, and we'll get to Zelda at some point.
Right, that was the last one they showed.
I did not expect it to happen, but I literally started crying during that trailer. I was
oh
like,
my god, Jeff.
I was blown away.
What
like,
the
dude,
fuck?
It is
I got out of nowhere. Like, it got to me emotionally.
It looks
like,
good, but I don't know. I looked at it, and I was like, Zelda looks cool, so that's awesome. And I mean the character Zelda, not like the game, but...
Like, out of nowhere, it had like real emotion to the story.
Yeah,
like not like corny. Like it seemed cool. Like,
well, that's
like,
what voice acting brings to a story. I'm glad they actually realized that.
Yeah. But it also seemed like kind of edgy and shit. Like there's like one part like it seems to feel like Zelda or someone bathing, naked. I was
looks,
what the fuck?
It looks dark and
yeah,
and little things like the animation, like when he was on the horse shooting and you saw like the wind. It gave kind of a little source sense of speed, and it's just like little nuances like that I appreciate in the game. So I'm totally on board with you. Like I'm excited because for me it's like what is the Zelda that I'm going to beat, and this could be the Zelda that I beat. And you know, because again, like it sounds corny and really stupid, but like you kind of feel like you left out. You know, everyone has a Zelda that they love. You know, and I'm not saying that like, oh, you're either a hardcore gamer or you're casual because you do or don't, but it's just, it's something that I've missed out on. So if this is the game,
why does that make you feel left out? Like, I don't understand.
Because it's just, you know, it's a part of growing up, right? Like you played Link to the Past or Ocarina of Time, like, and those games hooked me for a little bit, but then there'd be times where I just would stop and I wouldn't go back. So, this game seems, I don't know. I don't know what it is. And I almost beat Twilight Princess, but this one seems like it could be the one that like I just play all the way through because it looks that good.
It's going to be different, too. It's going to be more like an RPG. Like it sounds cool.
Right. So, yeah. I mean, yeah, it's not like my life is incomplete without that. But now I could say, like, yeah, this is a Zelda I enjoyed. Like, I am enjoying Nintendo games. So...
And those two games, like, that's it. Those are my shining lights.
We will get back to Zelda.
Yeah.
Okay.
Was there anything else on Mario?
No, I mean, that's what I noticed.
It looks amazing.
It looks fly as fuck, though. I'll give it that.
Pimp Bowser?
Yeah, buddy.
Yeah, good.
They showed a trailer for Xenoblade Chronicles 2.
I'm pretty sure that trailer ran at about 15 frames.
Yeah. That's a solid 15 frames, sir. Yeah. Solid 15.
Those pants were hot, though. I'll give it that.
Did you see that dragon in the background? Was that the same one? Was it the same trailer?
Yeah. It's a huge dragon, yeah.
Big ass dragon.
Not enough mechs.
Do we talk about the non-region locking? Does that mean I'm going to play my beautiful Monster Hunter?
So, I brought it up. We talked about it earlier. It sounds like that Nintendo-published games will not be region locked, but they are... It's not a hard and fast rule for third party.
What were you asking, Fozzie?
About Monster Hunter.
Yeah.
Like, if Capcom releases Monster Hunter...
We'll get some here, I bet you.
Yeah, we'll get Monster Hunter here now. Like it's big enough. It's a big enough game.
Yeah,
I mean, but did it sell well on the 3DS?
Yeah, like it sold over a million copies. I think like it's
one of the best sellers.
Yeah,
I will see you on the battlefield, Fozzie.
FA, me and you, we should have beaten
down.
We were so close. We almost got to the end. I don't know why we stopped, but man, that was a good game.
Is there really an ending? Is there an ending to Monster Hunter?
Yeah, I mean, there's the tiers of monsters, right? You got to, like, the second to last tier.
And then you get, like, there's, like, an end credits as, like, an awesome, amazing final monster.
I don't know if there's an end credit, but there's, like, a last tier of monsters you have to kill. So, we didn't get that far. Well, we got Dan.
No, we didn't.
Man, that game is fun, though.
It
is.
I played at least 70 hours. Yeah.
And it's, like, kind of the perfect game for Switch. It's like, you play for an hour, you're done. You beat one monster, you call it a day, you're happy.
Yeah, and you can work on shit on the go if you want to. Like, you know.
Totally. Yeah. So, I am... That actually got me really excited about the non-regional lock-in. So, we'll see. But, yeah, if it comes out in English version, then that's even better.
Fire Emblem Warriors was kind of shown.
Sort of.
Like, I hope you all liked Hyrule Warriors, because now it's Fire Emblem.
Yeah, I'm not interested
in playing that, so...
No release date on that, or Xenoblade. Xenoblade and that were just trailers. Actually, with the exception of Zelda, which we'll mention at the end, none of these games have any release dates.
No release, although Xenoblade, I guess people were saying after it was on screen that was is slated for a holiday of 2017. Okay. So,
also, two things. Can I throw two things out here?
Yeah.
One. All right. One. I called that Mario would not be a launch title, so give me credit on that. I said sooner than holiday. But two, all right, like what they laid out here, they better really, like, be filling out their lineup more than that throughout the year. Like,
right.
If they're devoting all their resources to this one console, it better be more than Mario and fucking Zelda throughout the year. There's got to be some other cool things.
There's Splatoon, yeah, there's Mario Kart, and there's ARMS.
Mario Kart does not count.
There's ARMS, Jeff.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? It's got to be...
ARMS is the ultimate, hey, I want to play this for an hour, I want to have a lot of fun, I'm never going to play it again.
Yeah, you may as well just go to the demo station and play it there.
Yeah, for sure.
They got to come out and be like, Pikmin 4, August. Like, you know, I don't know, fill it out a little bit.
Well, I bet you they'll announce some more at E3. Like, E3 isn't...
I hope, man. Fuck, because, like, even still, like... Well, if you're devoting everything and that's all you got, like, but they are two amazing games. I get it, but
well, I have a theory on this.
But there's a lot of time in between those two games.
Yeah,
well, in between or when we finish with Zelda, but
so then they kind of like threw up a board that said like there are 50 devs signed on
with 80 games in development,
80 third party games in development, which doesn't seem like a whole lot.
Nope.
Somebody put up, I don't know exactly, one of the analysts I follow, though, posted that, I guess before the PlayStation 4 came out, there were 140 games in development.
Right.
For that, so.
I mean, I can't help but feel like third parties are tepid. And just like,
sure.
Hey, let's make sure this thing actually sells before we start spending money on making games for it.
This is never going to happen.
No. Well, I mean, we will see games for it. It's just how they devote the resources to it. Right. Are they going to devote them as a handheld sort of game, like, and make those type of games for it, or are they going to make big games for it?
Yeah.
You're not going to be getting your like Call of Duty's and your Assassin's Creed's and whatever the fucks.
No, because all that stuff is running on systems that are still more powerful. So.
And that's fine. I don't give a shit, but I just think like Nintendo should. Like, they should try to get in that race. But whatever. Right. Do whichever you want and see what happens.
Dragon Quest X, Dragon Quest XI, Dragon Quest Heroes 1 and 2 all coming to the Switch.
Jesus.
It's a lot of Dragon Quest.
A lot of Dragon Quest.
Shin Megami Tensei 25th Anniversary Edition? I have no idea.
Yeah, I don't know what that was. It was just kind of out there. Then a Project Octopath Traveler.
You're skipping one. Sega showed up.
Oh, right.
And they just brought their dude who was like, I'm really happy to be here. We're going to make games.
Good for him.
And then he left. He didn't show Sonic. Like, the
there was
Sonic
nothing.
Game
he didn't show anything. Yeah.
Like, they confirmed a Sonic game. And, like, they didn't even show that.
They didn't show... Though they didn't even, like, show an image, which we'll get to in a minute.
Which is amazing.
Yeah, like, nothing. Square seems to be all on board here.
Right. And this game here, you mentioned, Octopath Traveler, which is Project. I don't think that's the official title.
Yeah.
I think comes out of their Tokyo RPG factory, so it might be the second game from the studio that made I Am Setsuna.
Well, somebody was saying that they think it's the Bravely Default team.
Oh, okay. Interesting.
Which, that could be good. And Bravely Default is a pretty good game, so... then Sega, then Skyrim. Todd Howard came on and said, "Hey, we're bringing Skyrim to you."
Fucking Todd Howard, man, wearing his dumbass t-shirt.
Skyrim's coming to Switch.
Hey,
here's your token game from last generation that you totally want on to play 5 years later. Actually, from two gen. Well, I guess I don't even know the Wii. It's weird now. Is Nintendo technically one generation ahead of everybody, or
no?
I don't understand the fascination with Skyrim still. I'm still
I don't either.
Game, but like,
they can't put Fallout 4 on it because it's supposed to run on modern consoles. So they gotta put a 360 game
one, and this doesn't sound like it's the special edition either.
Which would be amazing.
I don't know. It's really weird.
does the special edition, is it too remastered to run on Switch hardware?
I like the idea of being able to play Skyrim wherever, but yeah.
How much would you?
Not enough.
How else would you do what?
No, how much would you actually? You know what I mean?
Oh, no, not enough. Like, that's no. Like, it sounds like it's a cool idea, but I don't know how much I'd actually play of it, so. Let's see. Then Suda 51 came out.
My man.
Oh man, that was
fucking translator.
The greatest moment in the entire conference. This poor translator, Suda 51, talks so fast that this translator, he either broke under the pressure of being heard by millions of people, or Suda just spoke so fast there was no possible way.
No, I think they got someone from the crowd are like, "Hey, do you know Japanese, sir?
We need a different voice. We can't have him have the same voice as the other guy that we're translating for."
Why didn't they hand scripts over to these people?
Right.
It was insane. I don't know. Yeah.
These people should have at least had a basic understanding, because this guy had no idea what was being said. Like,
frankly, they should have done what they did with the EA guy and just get Bill Trinan to be everybody's voice.
Yeah.
Oh my god, it was that presentation for Suda.
That was amazing.
And I'm sure it was great for people that understand Japanese, but oh my god.
The basis of what I understand is that he wants to make another No More Heroes game for the Switch. He wants to make a wrestling game that also has Travis Touchdown in it, and that the Switch is really good for independent developers. Those three sentences, I believe, have been gathered from snippets, you know, hieroglyphics and things uncovered by Indiana Jones.
And Suda 51 out?
Yeah.
I don't... I mean, good for him. I'm not a huge Suda fan, but I know people really like his shit, so... And then FIFA is coming.
Unnumbered. I don't call it FIFA Switch, and it's just like some really... It's like last year's FIFA or something.
FIFA, the only FIFA you get on this system.
The only FIFA. EA game you'll get on this system.
Yeah. Remember when EA made that one launch game for your system? Game on your system.
You could play, what was it? You could play Mass Effect 3 on the Wii U.
Armored Edition, baby.
No, that was Batman.
No, I know, but yeah. I'm just saying.
FIFA Armored Edition.
Yeah.
It is a game worth playing.
Yeah. And then Zelda.
Oof.
And right. Dude, I mean, that was I don't know why it caught me off guard emotionally. Like, and I'm not even joking. Like, I've never, all of a sudden there's tears coming out. I was like, they're gonna do it, but it's gonna be amazing.
God,
I wasn't quite there with you, Jeff, but
Zelda, great again.
Yeah,
Fozzie,
exactly.
Fozzie, just scroll up and hit that red phone icon right there that says leave call.
Got it. Well, you guys already know how I feel about it. It looks, I don't know. It just, it looks good.
Look, I still have yet to see a clip of this game that has more than two enemies on screen at the same time. And that.
There was one. He shoots the.
Perfect. The Shadow Colossus. I love it.
Yeah, he shoots an arrow down, and there's a bunch of enemies down there.
Yeah, okay. Because a lot of the ones I remember him shooting, like, the little moblin dudes, but there's only two of them in any clip I've ever seen of this game, and I'm just like, how many enemies on screen can this game support?
Yeah, there was a nice chunk of them, and that blew up real nice, too. So
yeah, and I think the art style kind of helps it a little bit. I don't know.
I think it's a great art style.
But it's also not like Zelda's never been a game that, like, where it's like overwhelming you with enemies either.
No, but as an open world, like a true open world, not like the segmented stuff they used to do.
I thought the draw distance looked pretty good too.
I would expect there to be larger mobs of enemies and then just like finding little onesie twosies wherever you're, especially since there's RPG elements in the game now where he gains experience and like levels up and stuff.
Yeah, I think it is a true open world, like.
You can jump now. Heard. Revolutionary movement technology.
Guys, we are in a modern age. And I think that's what I needed maybe on my Zelda. I needed a modern Zelda. You know, especially nowadays. It's tough to go back. But, man, I'm on that hype train, Hefe. You know,
yeah.
I'm going to probably get this for, like, if I'm going to get a Switch, it's probably going to be in the holiday. So it's not going to be enough for Game of the Year. But, yeah.
My question personally is, like, can I just buy Zelda on Wii U at launch and just
yes,
wait?
Yes, you can.
Because
they said it's simultaneous launch. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. See, I might just
that's
get
on Wii U. Should I wait or should I play it on the Wii U? I have my Wii U.
Why not, dude? Like, I'm sure Wii U version is fine.
I'm sure. I don't know, it kind of feels dirty. But I guess, like, it's just.
You might want to wait. Might want to wait to see what the reviews say, because I wonder if that game's going to be really choppy on the Wii.
I still feel like it's a Wii U game that's ported up in the same way that Twilight Princess was.
Yeah, exactly.
When is it
coming
out?
It's March 3rd, same day.
Okay, so March 3rd. Okay. So
that's I would expect there to be a smaller run of copies for Wii U, like there was smaller run of GameCube for Twilight Princess. They want to push you to buy.
Digital download, baby, right?
Oh, yeah.
Well, the rumor is that there's not going to be a whole lot of Switches at launch anyway, so.
They just pull an NES Classic and put, like, 5 units in every store and then don't restock until.
You know what? I would not be surprised. I honestly wouldn't.
Yeah.
Get that demand, you know, fucking get that hype train well into holidays and then come out with the Zelda Mario pack.
I feel like you could do that if the console was going to launch in like July, but there's 9 months between holiday season and your launch.
It's Nintendo though. all rules kind of go out the window with them. Like, these people are delusional,
right?
Like, Nintendo
also bit them in the ass. Like, can they afford to not sell a whole lot, or do they have to set like fiscal expectations so low?
They'll sprinkle in some bullshit though. That's just what they do. Like, they'll just. They're really good at just keep baiting you, and they're just going to be like, oh, well, look, here's something else, and, oh, we got all these new orders coming in. My goodness, you get Switches now, and then they're going to sell out, and then...
I don't know if I trust them to be that set.
The Wii was sold out for, like, 2 years.
Yeah, but the Wii was also 10 years ago. The Wii U was not that.
Fair.
No, and but there were plenty of Wii U's. At launch, like they
right. I don't think they. I think like Nintendo was feeling themselves a little bit, and like expected somehow to sell the same amount of number. I don't know if they just like ride the middle on this, or if they just go like really conservative with numbers. So that it's sold out, and like Nintendo looks awesome, but sold out means 10 people bought the 10.
Well, I think they are going to be conservative at first. It kind of makes sense though, because after the week, I think there should be some caution to them, right?
Yeah.
So you know. Fucking, you can roll them out in the summertime and stuff, especially when people are looking for new things to play. There should be a scare. I don't think there should be like a scarcity come holidays, but definitely like that initial launch should be enticing people at least. So give it like.
I just feel like there's a fine line between like enticing people with demand and just having everybody go fuck this thing. I don't care anymore.
Oh, just like with the NES Classic.
That's what I mean. Like you have to actually like give the people what they want eventually, or they'll just go find something else.
And that's the thing, is like, are they smarter? Are they really, are they a really like smart company where either like, we're going to release a classic, we're going to see how the reaction is, and then we're going to do the same with the Switch? Or are they just really fucking stupid? They don't understand their like demographics or anything whatsoever.
Well, if the NES Classic is any indication, it's the latter. Like, if they were smart, they would have restocked in time for Christmas because that thing was the perfect like stocking stuffer.
Oh, I agree.
Well, that and they, like nobody has gotten any more. And now nobody cares.
It still boggles my mind. You're totally, you're 100% correct. So I'm hoping that they looked at that and then someone in some sort of headquarters in Nintendo is like, you know what? You know, that scarcity worked for the first couple weeks, the first month or so, but we need to start rolling these out a lot quicker and strike while the iron is hot.
Right.
So
now here's the other thing, right? This was supposed to be their big push, right? Their big, like, okay, now you know what the system is and stuff. There are two games for launch lineup. Is the entire system supposed to be carried on the back of Zelda?
I don't know. Yeah, I don't know what the lineup is.
Especially when you can buy and play Zelda on a console some people already own.
Yeah, I mean, like Hefe said, it's like, it's his birthday, so I can understand him wanting to get it as like a treat to himself. But
yeah. I can wait for Mario.
Yeah.
So here are the four launch day games.
Oh, fuck. Woo-hoo.
Four. Just
two more, all right, cool.
It's 1-2 Switch.
Oh, yeah.
Barf.
The Legend of Zelda Breath of the Wild, which we know about.
Okay.
Skylanders Imaginators.
Right.
Oh, and Just Dance 2017.
I was surprised wasn't at the conference, or their presentation, to be honest.
You know what's even more disappointing about this, too, is because, like, they took a year off on the Wii U. They did not do shit on the Wii U this year. They did Paper Mario and Star Fox. They shat Star Fox out. And you would think for all that, like, neglecting of, like, their other systems that they would have, like, came out strong for this. And it really isn't, dude. There's two awesome games, and that's it.
Did Super Mario Maker come out 2015?
Yes.
Yes, it was Giant Bomb's Game of the Year last year. So
honest to God.
2 years ago, yes.
Yeah, honest to God, I don't know if I played Wii U in the year of 2016 then. Because I remember playing it for Super Mario Maker.
I play Mario Kart and shit like that. Like when people play Mario Kart and
Smash but Games now that I think about, I'm like, wow, this fucking console I spent money on, I did not play, and spent money on only 3 years ago.
In March,
4 years ago,
Polygon has Super Bomberman R as coming in March. Has Been Heroes in March, and Snipper Clips Cut It Out Together. Ooh.
Yeah, that sounds like a bunch of classics right there.
I mean, that's the worry, right? Like,
yeah,
right.
Zelda's great. Zelda is good, and that's
I'm feeling maybe I wait until like May or June,
at least. I mean, I'm not gonna buy one. So
ever
ever is a strong. I'm not gonna say ever because like if they put Smash Brothers or Pokemon on it for sure, I will. Like if they do a holiday bundle like around Black Friday, I could totally see getting it with Mario and stuff. If I really want to play Zelda, I have a Wii U. Play it on that. But I left this whole thing going like, yeah, all right. I mean, I set my bar real low, and you still managed to somehow fuck it up. And I don't really need this. They did very little to sell me on this.
I need it.
I need Mario.
But Mario's not until December, right? And I can.
I don't need it right away. That's the thing. Like I was fully prepared that if they were like, you know, Mario's coming out like on launch or right around launch,
I would have been
right away. I'm buying this. Now it's like, you know, maybe I wait a little bit. May, June, July.
Or
maybe get it for my birthday in August.
Or if it's hard to find in stores, like the first time you see it in stores, you're like, all right, I'll get it.
Like, I'll pick it up like 6 months later. Like,
I mean, that's kind of terrifying, right? Like, at least have like Super Punch Out or like some like second tier Nintendo game to go along with Zelda and then like a few other sprinkled in bullshit. But like to have four games as long.
Yeah.
Right. What did Xbox have? At least like 15 or 16 or something. And I know it was a lot of sports games and stuff like that, but still, I mean.
There were still games, yeah. Like, I don't know. Yeah.
Xbox or Xbox One?
I'll tell you this, though. If they do like delayed launch on Wii U for Zelda, like, hey, yeah, wait a couple months if you want to play on Wii U, then I'll probably just buy the
Switch. Well, Nintendo of America's Twitter account, unless they like reverse their decision, all of a sudden says it'll be on March 3rd.
Which is smart.
All right.
It shouldn't be like fucking Smash Brothers because, like,
where. Good, because then I can wait. Yeah.
Also, Best Buy and other sites are taking pre-orders now, but they will require full payment, it seems like.
Best Buy and which one?
Best Buy.
Amazon went out. Let me.
Amazon's, I think they're either out immediately, but Best Buy was one that I saw floating around. I'm not sure.
I tried Amazon, and they do not have it available. Best Buy doesn't charge your card right away, but they do a periodic, like, hold.
Yeah.
So, like, randomly, they will hold the entire amount of your purchase. So,
yeah, I don't know. I mean,
I do miss going to, like, midnight opening. Like, I did that for my Xbox One, and it was cool, and it was fun. But, yeah, this is something to hold off on. And, yes.
Yeah.
I don't know, man.
Like, those two games look like.
And that's the thing is that I am at least optimistic about this one, which is, and you know, kind of going off of my previous times I've been burned by them.
Well, there's a lot they can do over the course of this year too. Is like as Pete said, like
right.
Pokemon could be coming out, like especially if they've moved all development from 3DS to the Switch. Yeah,
so is that the thing? Is this supposed to be their new mobile platform, or how's that going to work?
This is their new everything platform.
Okay. Yeah. So, I mean, according to what Giant Bomb was saying and stuff, to stuff that they've heard, you can't fucking find the 3DS anywhere, and like no places have gotten new shipments, and
interesting.
Like they're probably steadily slowing down that process. And stuff. So,
I think that's a good thing, you know.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, like of the stuff that they show coming to their console, like some of it's cool. Splatoon seems cool. I never got it on the ground floor in the first one, but maybe the second one. You know, Mario, of course, is going to be a big deal. My little brothers are going to see that and are going to flip their shit. So I'm sure at some point we're going to might be buying it for that.
How does the hardware work? Is the like, if I'm on the bus playing Zelda or something, so all the hardware is in the actual tablet? Or
yep.
Yes, the tablet is the console.
Yes.
So what does the dock do?
The dock runs it from that to the television, and I think allows it to run a little bit faster, like 10-15%.
Okay.
And it doesn't run on battery power.
Okay, so it's like an expansion pack, essentially?
A very small one, yeah.
Yeah, you don't need it, but...
No, and they said that battery power was 2.5 to 6 hours.
Yeah, which, you know...
That's a very wide margin.
It's very wide, and that's not that bad. I mean, you have to be taking some long-ass buses to work.
Well, I think it more people are like plane rides.
Fair, yeah.
But if you got an outlet or something, you just charge it.
It has a charger, and all these planes now, they have all USB.
I don't think it comes with one. But I think you can buy a USB-C cable.
It does not come with the USB-C.
That's fine. I mean, that's, yeah.
It does come with a charging cable, though.
And that's the thing. Like one of my friends, they tweeted about, like, Nyko is going to have, like, all these, you know, all these things for it. Like, I had that for my Wii U. I had a extended battery thing, whatever you want to call it, for the gamepad. So, it looks sleek. It looks small. It looks, like, portable. It looks like, you know, modernized. I am somewhat excited about it. I'm not, like, again, I can wait a few months, especially considering, A, I can play Zelda, which is the only game I want to play, called Mario, on my Wii U. So there's no itch yet, but there will be an itch, I'm assuming, by
the way. I will be curious to see what their E3 looks like. That might be what gets me excited for the console.
Yeah, I think like if there's going to be a new Pokemon, like you'll see that there. You'll see.
You think there'll be a new Pokemon already? At least showing, like at least a an ad for it or whatever.
Well, if they do their third version of Sun and Moon, right? Okay. Like their yellow or their crystal or their emerald, you know, their that one. A lot
Pokemon
of people.
Asteroid.
Right. They've been Eclipse, probably.
Yeah.
Something dumb like that. That might be something that comes on that console. Well, that seems the most likely first Pokemon game to show up. But, I mean, I guess on the offset, it already sounds like it might be on off to a better start than the Wii U. Maybe?
What's that?
Not by much.
Not by much, no. But I think that depends on...
You're a hardcore Nintendo fanboy, Jeff, and you're just saying that. That's not good.
Yeah, I don't know.
The stock price fell 6% during and after the conference, too.
That's not good.
Says, related to launch lineup, and it's a bit expensive, both consoles and accessories.
See, I don't think it's that expensive.
I think it is, yeah. I think $300's a bit steep to ask for a glorified Wii U controller. It might be slightly more powerful, but...
But when the Wii U was still selling for $300, like that seems like the right price for this.
But there was a a 3 and 350 or 250 and 3.
It was 3 and 350 when the Wii U came out.
I think 250 would have been a competitive price. I think 300 still puts them in the realm of like comparison to Sony and Microsoft. In a way that makes somebody debate which one is more worth buying.
I don't think 250 lowers that, and I don't think 250 like takes that away though.
I think by being able to say 2 allows you to just like mentally think that it's a better value. Now I'm talking to the layman, not to like us who like.
No, but like as a parent, like I don't think 250 or 300 is going to sway me one way or the other.
But if it's 300 with a console and a game instead of just 300 for the console.
Right, but I mean, you're already putting that money out. So, like, as somebody who buys shit for their kids, that's not something that does not turn me down.
Awesome.
Like, and for me, like, you know, if this was $400, like, I would probably still be thinking of getting it. But at 300, like, that seems like the right price. Like, because Scorpio is going to come out, it's going to be $400, $500. The PS4 Pro is $400. Like, this is something that can double as both a handheld and a home console device. $300 sounds decent, provided that like it runs well in both capacities.
Right, and that I think is some of the stuff we'll find out tomorrow. When like Brass get their hands on it and stuff, I'll be curious to see what that throughout the game.
Right. Like, I mean, if them taking it off the dock and playing Zelda, and all of a sudden like there's huge frame rate drops or whatever, then that's a big issue.
Yeah.
But if it's smooth like it's supposed to be, I could see that working quite well. So.
Yeah, I mean, you know. Compared to, like, I'm trying to think back to, like, when Sony announced the PlayStation 4, right, and they had their New York press conference and stuff. You know, it's hard to remember because that was so long ago at this point. But, like, in terms of console unveils, like, it'll be memorable, but I feel like for all the wrong reasons. Like...
What, the Switch...
Yeah.
This the presentation was garbage. I think we all agree on that.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know, really memorable.
It wasn't a memorable presentation. It wasn't
like a Nintendo presentation.
Outside, I mean, it wasn't even like a classically good Nintendo presentation. Like, Nintendo presentations could be fun and you know, interesting. This was more like this weird business approach to everything, and that's what it was. Like, it was a press event over in Japan, like, but then, like, coupled, like, the only thing memorable about this is, like, the fucking bad translations.
So, I don't know where he got this list, but Colin Moriarty just tweeted something else that also has Rayman Legends, Puyo Puyo Tetris, I Am Setsuna, Disgaea 5, and Steep on it.
Oh, well, I mean, they were shown in the...
It was a snowboarding game.
They were shown in that, like, highlight reel.
So, I mean, 95% of those were games that came out 2 to 3 years ago. So,
I mean, Steep is brand new. Like, Steep just came out 2 months ago, or a month ago.
Right, that's probably the closest it gets.
I'd be down with a portable snowboarding now.
Right? Like, if if you could take that with you, that doesn't sound too bad.
I'm excited. I don't know. It's weird. We'll see. We'll wait and see. I'm not going to get burned like the Wii U, goddammit. I won't do it. Don't you dare.
Yeah, you will.
I feel you, you fighting power with yourself internally, Fozzy.
I will, because it's going to happen.
We'll give it into the dark side.
No, this is what's going to happen. I'm going to get my paycheck. I'm going to see it at Fred Meyer's or wherever, Best Buy or whatever the fuck I'm doing. I'm like, oh, look at that. It's it's $249. It comes with a free game, man. Okay, that's easy. Hey, look, baby, I just got a new console. Let's hook it up and play it tonight. 6 months later, he goes right next to the Wii U and the Wii.
The Nintendo Hall of Shame.
Yeah.
Oh, but then Mario comes out.
How long can Nintendo coast by on just being the console that people buy just to play the five games they put out during?
They've been doing it for 30 fucking years.
I feel like
as soon as someone figures out.
So I feel like at least at least in the GameCube era and N64, you still had a lot of really good third party stuff that came out that wasn't necessarily some of it was exclusive, for a time. I'm thinking Resident Evil 4 and stuff like that. But as time has gone on, third party support has dried up even further than it had then. And now it's just I'm gonna pay $300 to play five games over the course of 6 years.
Yep. Worth it.
That's insane.
Is it? Because I mean, that's what some people do with their PlayStation or their Xbox. There are people that don't buy a whole bunch of games, so they only end up playing 10 games over the course of a generation.
I guess so. No, man, I don't know. Because I have my PS4 and I may not play it as much as I used to, but looking at this year, especially, there are at least five or six games in this year alone that I want, as opposed to over the entire console cycle.
But this is the first time in my PlayStation 4's lifespan, and I got it when it came out, that I am interested in four or five games over the course of a year for the system. There have been years where I played more games on my Wii U than I did on my Sony system. Shit happens it happens across the board. Depending upon how you play these systems, that's just where it is. If you're just playing for exclusives, and some people are,
God help you.
My PlayStation 4 is a Sony exclusive system.
Right, I guess you play majority Xbox, right?
Xbox, PC, the only thing I play on the PlayStation is Sony exclusives.
That's Guardian, yeah.
Yeah, that was the last one that I put in there.
Yeah, I'm saying.
And the next time I turn that on, it'll be Horizon in February.
Yeah, buddy.
So, it'll sit. I'll dust it off in 3 months, and we'll go from there.
No, I'm not saying there aren't periods of time where nobody's going to play. Where you're not going to you're not always going to have a console game. But over the course of you owning a PlayStation 4, you will have amassed a collection of 30 some odd games at least. And that number might be slightly generous, being hyperbolic here. But you consider the Wii U, right? Most people can name the must play games on 1.5 hands. Maybe two if they think real hard.
No, come on.
I don't think there's more than 10 games worth playing on that system. I don't think I own more than 10 games on that system.
Absolutely, I agree with that.
Really?
Is the worst. Yes, it is the worst console in the history of Nintendo.
Which one?
The Wii U.
No.
Yes, it was a bad. It was a bad console.
It's not a. See, I don't think it's a bad console.
Where are they going?
I mean, you had what? You had I mean, I don't, we don't need to name any games, but, you know.
I don't think the console itself is bad, though. I just think it was failed. Like, it didn't get the support needed, but I like
that, playing that games is, on it. That is a big thing for consoles. If it doesn't have the software, it is failure. Even the Wii had more enjoyable freaking things on it. And it had a freaking dongle. A little wiggle stick.
My only fear is like, and I get, maybe this is just par for the course with Nintendo consoles now, is that like, if this thing bombs, man, anyone who bought it is in for a rough, like, additional 3 or 4 years of one game a year.
You know, like, at least it didn't cost as much as PSVR to do the same thing.
Sure.
And that's a fair point. Like, depending on how you look at it, like, I spent a lot of money on my buy, and but I am enjoying it. I play at least once a week, if not more.
I support, like, not necessarily great, amazing games, but things you can still try out are coming all the time, and it's not like you have to worry about a whole hardware revision that requires you to spend another $700 on the new headset.
You know what's crazy thing about the Vive is that most of the best games are free on that thing. And if they're not free, they're under $20. So, like, in the long run, I'm not going to be spending as much on my Vive as I am, like, my Xbox or PS4. I mean, it's just...
Yeah. PS4... Oh, we lost Jeff.
Oh, no.
No.
But, I mean, I agree that, like, PS4 VR is, like, in a rough spot, and they're probably going to ignore it just like they have the Vita, and you won't hear anything about it at E3. And so Resident Evil will be the last big push they have on that sort of stuff. But Oculus and Vive are still going fairly strong on that thing.
Well, and that's why I got the Vive for the... because I feel like for PC, I feel like it'll kind of thrive a little bit more. Just a little bit more unhinged. It's not... It doesn't have to live up to the standards of the PlayStation, so
and it's just better in terms of hardware and stuff. I can do a
lot. And I have the Revive, so I can play Oculus games on it. So even there, it's like a whole new library of VR games are now at my disposal. So, but getting back to it, I mean, yeah, there could be some serious buyer remorse, like there has been with the past two consoles. I mean. But at the end of the day, I think Nintendo kind of has. They don't want to compete with the other people. We don't need a third console that needs to do that. But what we do need is we need like quirky, like third party games, and we need Nintendo to start taking more chances and like showcasing that. Like,
wouldn't it be great if you only ever had to buy one console?
I'm not descriptive that either. Absolutely. But, I mean, again, I just... At this point, like, Microsoft and Sony are so established that, like... I don't think... Like, they're not going to die down like Sega did. I just don't see it. So,
not anytime soon, for sure. No, and I'm not expecting one to drop out so Nintendo can take some release. Yeah. But...
Or vice versa. Would I hope that Nintendo died down so we could have a Zelda on a fucking PlayStation?
Yes.
Sure. Yeah.
Immediately,
I would be okay with even like a mature Zelda that's a little bit darker, like some.
Well, I don't even need that, but like just take the games that they make and like stop wasting my time on hardware.
The problem with Nintendo is that like they have so much potential. Like they can have a spin-off game for Zelda. Like they can have a spin-off game for all these other minor characters that never get the light. And like, yeah, like Luigi Mansion wasn't a huge success, but it is out there at least, and some people. Love it. So
I mean, Toad got a game.
Yeah, exactly. Captain Toad. So I'm glad they're doing it, but I don't think they do it enough. So whether or not that needs to be like kind of pushed off to another publisher or whatever needs to be the case, or developer, but I mean, you're right, though. I mean, it's not the N64 days anymore where you play three games in a year and then you call it good. Like, you need... You need a solid 10 games to come out that at least excite me. If you're just bring out like one or two games a year that excite me, I mean, that's just not enough. So,
especially with the lack of third-party support, like you're literally relying on Nintendo to deliver.
So yeah,
stuff that you want.
For now, I'm perfectly okay with my Wii U. I'm glad that Zelda is coming out on Wii U, so I can play it there. But, you know, man, it is a tough pill to swallow if it's like, oh yeah, I want to play that Mario, but I need to put down $300 plus the game just to play the Mario.
$350. I don't even know. Are they set? Have they said if Switch games are $60 or?
Yeah,
they're $60 right now.
So yeah. You know, it's like, man, I want to play this game, but man, there's nothing else to play on it. Like, if it was even like a home console, like an entertainment system, where like I could justify that, but like even their online services are just god awful. Like, I wish there was just so much.
Now you'll be paying for it, so maybe it'll be better.
Maybe, but maybe not. I mean, that's,
I mean, I'm not counting on it, but
yeah, I mean, they're still so behind on that shit. Yeah. So
I bet their download speeds are still better than PSN.
Oh, no doubt.
Yeah, PSN's probably pretty much better.
I don't know. I feel like all anyone is doing is looking at like the little, like the keys that Nintendo is doing, the shiny stuff, while like not bothering to like look crazy.
But I mean, besides you and a couple other people, everyone was going flipping their shit.
I know, like, and I don't get it. Like,
that looks great. So I mean, it's like, you know, Nintendo is still doing Nintendo things, and love it or hate it, like.
Which is just like that, like fucking.
You're either in or you're out. They're not
Switch.
They're not. They're not going to try and convince you to be someone that they're not. So I mean, you know what you're getting. You're getting Nintendo games. You're going to get maybe five a console cycle, and you have to justify spending $250. And people can't justify that. Hefe can, Chris can. So I mean, it is there.
And there are at least 15 games that are solid on the Wii U.
Yeah, fair.
Where did Jeff go? Does he just, like...
Has he texted you? I don't know.
He probably had to go get a new Capri Sun.
Oh, all right. Yeah, I don't know what was going on there.
All right, well, that's right. Nice.
Yeah, I guess, I mean, yeah, at this point, we're going in circles, right? So, yeah. I mean... I'm sure we will all wind up getting one, because that's just what we do. It's just a matter of when.
Yeah.
And how soon... Right.
Yeah, I mean, I think like even Jeff and I, who are pretty, you know, excited for the system, I would say, in some ways, are tentative about getting it at launch. Like, there's not much reason for us to get it at launch. It needs to build a little bit bigger of a library. It needs to have more than just Zelda. And right now, that's pretty much all it is. Like, there's Zelda. It's a Zelda machine at launch. It's a cool Zelda.
And it's
machine.
Like not even a native Zelda. Like they pulled that Wii shit again, where it's like, oh hey, there's a Zelda game launching with the Wii, but kind of not really.
Sure,
it was a GameCube game as well, and so like, I mean, granted, thankfully this won't have like half baked motion controls in it. So
yeah, I think what you'll get here though is like, so the GameCube game, the GameCube version of Twilight Princess was the better version of that game. I think what you'll have here is that the Switch version is actually the better version.
I hope so. I think that would work it to their advantage. It would be really shitty if it was somehow the worst version. That seems unlikely, but who the hell knows?
But we're going to be able to play Rock, Paper, Scissors. Thank fuck.
That is true. We'll be able to play Rock, Paper, Scissors.
Wait a minute.
Day one purchase. I changed everything I just said about the console.
Yep. $300. I'm down. Let's go. Rock, Paper, Scissors machine.
I'll do my unboxing.
I can feel the ice cubes getting poured into a glass.
Yep. HD rumble, baby.
I'm excited.
Jesus,
I mean, come on, like, and I'm really going to be excited for the next console when they have the Ultra HD rumble.
A 4K rumble?
Yeah.
In both of the controllers.
Remastered rumble?
Not just the one.
That's exciting.
And you'll be able to capture video as well sometime in the future.
Eventually.
Whatever.
All right. We'll be back next week. More traditional show, talking about games we've been playing, maybe some new stuff.
I'm sure we'll be talking about the Switch again because everybody and their grandmother's playing it tomorrow and over the weekend. So press will be going nuts.
Yeah, there'll be lots of impressions out there, and we'll hear all about it. So we'll probably get Tony's impressions on the Switch as well. He might not be as on board. He might be less on board than the four of us. So
I don't know how you can be less on board than me.
Yeah, I was about to say.
Tony can surprise you.
I mean, unless Tony comes out and says, I will never fucking buy this console, no matter what they put on it. I think that's really the only way. Like, he said if they put Pokemon on it, he's going to buy it. So,
I mean, like, you have a Wii U, right, Pete? Like, yes. At least in half. Yeah, like, that is a system he never got, so.
God bless him for it. I bought it because I have little brothers.
Fair enough.
And little brothers want Nintendo.
Yeah.
At some point. Actually, they don't play it anymore, but they wanted it at a point.
Yeah, of course they do. It's like, it's colorful, it's bright, it's a happy system.
Does it have Minecraft on there?
Minecraft is on the Wii U, yes.
It might be the one console we don't own it on at this point.
And it's coming to Switch as well.
Well, yeah, I mean, it's...
At some point.
It's everywhere at this point, so...
So, all right, we'll be back next week. Fozzie, say goodnight.
Goodnight.